as I said a couple days ago, that we weren't going to make this decision any more difficult than it needed to be, because it was always going to be about football. We weren't going to do anything rash after the game when things are much more emotional and there's a tendency to knee-jerk some decisions. So I wanted to be thorough with it, process all the information, all the circumstances, take into account, and make the decision that was going to be best for the Cleveland Browns. And obviously after weighing all of it, talking to the staff and people that I trust very deeply, we felt that starting Brian gives us the best opportunity to win on Sunday against the Colts. In the Colts, very tough opponent this week. Offensively, lead the league in points, lead the league in yards. Andrew Luck is a premier quarterback in this league. Multiple weapons cause a lot of problems. A lot of quality players on the defensive side of the ball, and a ton of respect for Chuck Pagano, having worked with him in Baltimore, knowing what he brings to the table from a schematic standpoint and just an overall how hard those guys play on defense. I know a lot of that comes from Chuck and his staff, so we're certainly expecting their best effort there as well. Special teams, they're among the leaders in the league. They have the best battery of kickers in McAfee and Vinatieri. So it's a huge challenge for our guys on special teams as well. The fact that he'd been in there, that he was a part of our success, and it wasn't perfect, and he's made his share of mistakes, but he's gotten the lion's share of the reps in practice and virtually all of them in games, and has us in the thick of a playoff hunt. And that to me was probably the biggest determining factor. No, that's tough, because you don't want to dwell or get into hypothetical negative situations. I mean, the reason he's named the starter is we're confident he can go out there and lead us to a win. And then those decisions will present themselves if need be. But I'm not going to sit and put any more pressure on the situation as it is, saying, hey, if things don't go well, that we'll make a move. I mean, he's our starter going into this game, and we feel he gives us the best chance to win. He has, but I just think the fact that he hasn't had the lion's share of practice reps and game reps, and just given where we are and the times of the season where we've shown how effective we can be offensively, you almost look at it as a risk-reward situation. There's a lot of unknown there, and that we know that we've been very effective offensively at times, and we're hopeful that we can get back to those times when we were efficient and moving the ball and eating up the clock and scoring points. But that doesn't fall just on the quarterback. And I think it's a challenge, and I threw it out to the team today that we need to play better across the board, especially offensively, in order for us to get to where we want to be. I think we're always week to week in this business. Circumstances can change very quickly. I did not go into the Buffalo game or any game up to this thinking, hey, if we're having a bad day, that we'll go ahead and make a switch. But that can happen in any position. I'd said before, we're going to have more patience at the quarterback spot. But it's something that I just think occurs in game. It's just it's a gut thing. Hey, whether we just felt out of sync or just needed a, you know, as a coach, you use everything in your toolbox to try to get it done. And then at the end of the day, you let everything settle and hit the reset button. Where are we for this week? And that's where we are. Confidence in his preparation. I think confidence in knowing that we're going to get the guys around him playing better, and we're going to get Brian playing better. That he knows there's some things that he needs to work on. That I think he's shown the ability to bounce back from things that have happened negatively in the past. You just look at just internally within the Atlanta game. That we had some bad thing in the midst of an outstanding offensive performance. I think it was our highest yardage output of the year, but made the mistakes that he made, but was able to bounce back. And we're confident that he'll be able to do that this week. Well, I think it's little things at all the positions. Just whether it's wide receivers not being on the same page, that we knew that there was some risk reward with Josh as far as running routes and being in the right spot, the running backs with having some ball security issues and some things with assignments, and then there's no position that's immune to it. We all know that we need to elevate our level of play in order to be successful. You can't just sit back, and we're not a quarterback-centric offense where It can all be on the quarterback, and however he plays, we play. This football is the ultimate team sport, and this is a perfect example of it. Not yet. I think we're going to hold Crowell. He's either going to be limited or out today. That he's dealing with an injury, so that we'll go ahead and assess that as the week goes on. His health will be a part of that. We're hopeful that he'll be able to ramp it back up and be good to go on Sunday. And we're going to challenge Terrence that he's got to go out and have his best week of practice and be ready to perform it at a high level for us. We're very curious to see where Glenn Winston is, that he's done a nice job for us on special teams. But looking for him to step up and perhaps, if needed, take on a role. And then sign and drawn is a guy has some familiarity with the system, but we just don't know where he is and see how quickly we can get him up to speed. And then we'll make a decision at the end of the week whether we'll have all four up or three of the four. It is, but I do think it's very precautionary. I don't think you could term this at this point something that's serious or critical, but I just think it's them being very precautionary with him going to travel. His wife had gone to the game and is there with him. And I know I spoke to him yesterday, and a lot of the guys have reached out. He's obviously bummed, but in as good a spirits as he could be. And it is very unfortunate because he was a guy that really embodies what we're trying to build here. We talk about play like a Brown and guys handle themselves on and off the field and how they interact with teammates and with the staff and just their level of play and how they approach the game, just everything A to Z. And we couldn't have asked a guy to come in and be a better example for our young players while at the same time being a very productive member of our receiving corps as well. So obviously our thoughts and prayers go out to him. But we're hopeful that he should be back in Cleveland tomorrow. I think the dog pound is happiest when we're winning, and that therefore we it's what this business is all about. I think there'll be opinions will be very divided on this, regardless of what had happened. So again, that's why the decision was made purely on football and didn't really take into account what the reaction would be. Again, that's you can't win with players you don't have, and we just felt from a roster standpoint where we were with the receiving core, and it's hard to bring in a guy who's just a specialist. And I know Ray and his group are evaluating all the circumstances involved with a particular player when they make a decision as to whether they bring him in or not. Staff-wise, they'll bounce names off us, and we'll bring guys in to potentially try out and sign. But it just was something where I don't think we ever felt comfortable taking everything into account to bring him in. Hopeful that it did, but I had said on Monday that I wasn't going to search out some of the players, but did get a chance to speak to some of them, that it was a similar theme, and it was more positives about Brian than anything else. And I just think from a continuity standpoint, and given where we are. That kind of drove it to the deciding factor.